Actress Maureen O'Sullivan died this week at the age of 87. She's perhaps best known for playing Jane opposite Johnny Weissmuller in the Tarzan movies of the 30s and early 40s. Her other movies include Pride and Prejudice, The Thin Man, A Day at the Races, and David Copperfield. Maureen O'Sullivan took a break from acting in 1942 to raise the children she had with her husband, director and producer John Farrow. She later co-starred with her daughter, Mia Farrow, in mother-daughter roles in the Woody Allen film Hannah and Her Sisters. Last year, I asked Mia Farrow about her mother.
Your parents both worked in Hollywood. Your mother, Maureen O'Sullivan, first became famous for her six Tarzan movies, including the 1934 Tarzan and His Mate. Now, wasn't the 1934 one the one like before the Hollywood Code when she was wearing a lot less than she could have gotten away with later?
Yeah, that's very observant of you. I think that the first stills of my mother, she was in quite a racy several pieces of leather strategically stitched together, and then they amended that outfit. And the subsequent movies, she was, you know, in a almost knee length and fully covered up suit of leather. So, the first movie, she was very skimpily clad.
Which did she prefer, do you know?
I don't know. She had a great figure, so I think she was, you know, quite happy to show it off. And then she was rather amused at the prudishness of the film industry making her cover up. And, you know, she was young. She didn't really care. She thought the job was fun.
I saw so many of those Tarzan movies when I was young on television. I'm wondering if you saw those too and what it was like to see your mother in them.
It was funny. It was hard to put it together with the mother I knew and loved. And then, you know, now seeing them with my children, I said, look, kids, there's Grandma. They're in the trees. And they stare with open mouths, you know, is that Grandma on that elephant? So, you know, it's fun. It's fun seeing her like that. I asked her what it felt like to look at herself at that age. And she said it's like not me, but somebody that I'm fond of, you know, that I have memories of, but that isn't me.
Did you think your mother was beautiful when you were young?
I thought she was gorgeous. I thought she was the most beautiful woman I'd ever seen. And in fact, she was.
When you were a teenager, your mother said that you were lucky because you could look plain and with help could pass for pretty. This was during your very early acting career. What did you make of that statement? Did you take that as a compliment or as a...
I took it from her as a professional bit of advice or
right.
observation. So
right.
I thought, oh, okay, you know, that was decent of her to tell me, you know. I think she meant it as a compliment, a practicality as I entered the business.
That you could play it both ways in roles, and
right.
that could be a really good thing.
Right, and it turned out she was correct about that, you know, that I found that's so.
Your mother retired from the screen in 1958. Why did she?
Well, I think two things. I mean, primarily, she reached a certain age, and the parts weren't there.
Mm-hmm.
And she was not an ambitious woman. You know, she did sort of the minimum. She never really pursued a career. Things sort of fell her way, but she was not very ambitious. So I think she's quite happy, you know, to be supported by my father.
Mia Farrow's mother, Maureen O'Sullivan, died Tuesday. I spoke with Mia Farrow last year. Fresh Air was produced this week by Roberta Shirock. Our theme music was composed by Joel Forrester and performed by the Microscopic Septet. Our engineer is Bob Purdick. Dorothy Farabee is our administrative assistant. I'm Terry Gross. We'll close with Ella Fitzgerald singing one of the many great Rodgers and Hart classics. This Sunday marks the 96th anniversary of Richard Rodgers' birth.
After one whole quart of brandy, like a daisy I awake, with no bromo seltzer handy, I don't even shake. Men are not a new sensation, I've done pretty well, I think. But this half-pint imitation put me on the blink. I'm wild again, beguiled again, a simpering, whimpering child again. Bewitched, bothered, and bewildered am I. Couldn't sleep and wouldn't sleep when love came and told me I shouldn't sleep. Bewitched, bothered, and bewildered am I. Lost my heart, but what of it? He is cold, I agree. He can laugh, but I love it. Although the laugh's on me, I'll sing to him each spring to him, and long for the day when I'll cling to him. Bewitched, bothered, and bewildered am I. He's a fool, and don't I know it, but a fool can have his charms. I'm in love, and don't I show it.
Support for Fresh Air comes from the listeners of WHYY in Philadelphia, where Fresh Air is produced. This is NPR, National Public Radio.